Welcome to the Coder Catch-Up Podcast. My name's Jamie Jones, and today we're going to be doing a quick solo episode. This is going to revolve around RailsDiff.org. This is for all you Rails developers out there. It's a quite a handy tool. It's basically, you might be upgrading a minor version of Rails, say 4.1.5 to 4.1.6, or maybe even doing a major version upgrade from 4.1 to 4.2. What it does is it actually just gives you a diff of two fresh Rails apps. So, for example, say I'm on Ruby 4.1.9, and I'm going to be upgrading to 4.2. It will show me all the changes in a new Rails apps file. So as it says here, Rails diff is about what you'd have to change about your app's configuration, when upgrading Rails versions, not about what Rails has changed internally. So what this does is it makes it really easy to see if there's any new default settings or anything that's been removed or completely changed, as well as specific Rails versions as well. So I do recommend using this as well as the upgrade guide on rubyonrails.org. It just makes things a bit easier. I did do a small screencast on Rails diff itself, and that can be found on YouTube. I'll leave that in the show notes. It's just a super handy tool to have. It's free. It's online. You can fork it if you really wanted to, or I suggest contributing back some way. You get to choose from any kind of version. I'm just having a look here. They go all the way back from, what have we got, 2.3.6 all the way up to Rails 4.2. So not that I'd recommend doing it, an upgrade from Ruby 2 to Ruby 4. Rails 2 to Rails 4. But it certainly helps. So I've recently been doing some major upgrades and going from, say, to Rails 4 app to Rails 4.2, being able to see the changes between 4 and 4.1 and then 4.1 to 4.2 has been really, really helpful. You still will have to do your gem upgrades because there might be gems that are incompatible with the particular Rails version you're upgrading to, but it makes it really, really easy. The other thing is when I'm updating a bunch of small minor versions in any Rails apps, it's good to see because there might be a minor gem change or there might be a single line of configuration that will change. That could be in an environment file or in your application file or somewhere else. So anyway, that's it. Enjoy the tip and we'll hear you in the next episode.